Hi there, Spencer Rivers here with the Tuesday edition of Well, What Do You Know? Let's start out with something really weird. There are at least 22 children in the United States whose parents named them ESPN. Why? I don't know. What do they call it? Here, ESPN. Come eat ESPN. I don't understand that at all. All right, we'll move on to number two. A woman in Seattle just tweeted about how the hospital messed up her baby's birth certificate. She was trying to name her daughter Cora with a K, K-O-R-A, but the birth certificate said K-O-R-N, corn, with a K. There's a video going around Twitter right now, shows a couple making party punch. In their toilet, they put ice in, sherbet, gummy worms in the bowl, and then a bunch of Fanta and Sprite in the tank. Then they flush the toilet to mix the punch. No, thank you. A guy in Japan had 35 different girlfriends, and it was a scam to get them all to buy him birthday presents. But he only got about $1,400 worth of presents before he got busted, and now he's facing fraud charges. Good for him. All right, a former Oklahoma resident in Texas was beyond shocked to find out there was an active warrant for her arrest. The charge? Felony embezzlement. The crime? She never returned a rented Sabrina the Teenage Witch VHS tape to the video store. In 1999, the store's been closed for, since 2009. The woman claims she never even watched the show, and it must have been her ex-boyfriend. The district attorney there has dropped the charge, but she's still trying to clear her record. Now, here's something that I'm interested in, because I love hot cocoa. Can hot chocolate help you lose weight? A recent study reveals that cocoa powder could be a potential wonder drug for obese people with non-alcohol-related fatty liver disease. I don't think I have that. Right now, they're testing the cocoa powder on mice. I bet they love that, huh? They found that the powder helped the mice gain weight at a slower rate and have less fat in their livers. So, well, thank goodness for that. For human results, they estimate it could take 5 cups of hot chocolate in a day, so stick to low or non-sugar cocoa. Not too happy about the way you look on the Zoom calls. I hate Zoom calls. I hate it. According to Harvard researchers, Zoom dysmorphia is now a thing. People are upset about how unflattering they look in front-facing cameras. Dermatologists are seeing more than a 50% spike in consultations linked to video calls. The research suggests using an external high-resolution camera and a ring light for improved appearance. A new survey asked people what they do after they hear a strange noise in the night. And here are the top 6 ways people handle this. Number 1, wait to do anything unless you hear another noise. 2, get out of bed to investigate. 3, wait to see if the dog barks. 4, make your significant other get out of bed to investigate. 5, check the security system. Immediately grab something nearby to use as a weapon. The survey also found 19% of people immediately believe the noise is a burglar, and 13% immediately believe it's a ghost. All righty then. All right, this is kind of, this is scary. A woman in Michigan was trying to put eye drops in her eyes last week, but accidentally put a drop of fingernail glue in her eye instead. She had to be rushed to the hospital, and the doctors say if she hadn't been wearing contact lenses, she could have done some serious, serious damage. Yikes. Some guys in Indiana broke into a Denny's that was closed on Wednesday night, last Wednesday, to make themselves eggs. Then they went back an hour later for some more eggs, but an employee there chased them away. The cops are trying to track the guys down. Denny's estimated their total loss at $1. All right. Weird people. All righty, that's it for Tuesday. Wonderful day today. We'll see what happens on Thursday when we talk to you next time. Have a great day. I'm Spencer Rivers.